All right. Another week here with Tangy Talks. Victor, good to see you, man. We haven't been in a Tangy Talks studio. It feels like maybe in 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks, man. It went by fast, but so glad to be able to do this one, another podcast with you and this rainy Friday morning. What's going on? Raining?
I don't have windows in the studio.
You don't have windows? Yeah, it's like foggy. It's like overcast. It's like raining. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here in Miami. It looks like we're going into our fall weather.
Weather, soggy warmth and soggy warmth. Falling palm leaves.
Exactly. Yeah, it.
It's true. How are you? We've had a busy week, busy 2 weeks. Were just in South Carolina. What was going on up there? Why don't you tell the audience?
Very exciting. Very exciting. We invested in our first short-term rental property for Tangy Management. So we always talk about it, you know, and basically controlling our future, controlling our destiny. And I think it's the first step, right? We talk about it often and we want to help investors and but there's no other better way to learn and to know what the process is and look and you know, be able to consult and advise people the right way than doing it yourself. So we closed last week, Monday, on a really beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom in South Carolina, North Charleston, in an area called Park Circle. You have to go up there. It's an amazing, amazing little area for kids. Basically, the city or the town has a beautiful park right in the center, a circle, and then the town just kind of goes around through the park. It was like the first park that Boeing ever architected. So it's super cool. We went by there, and I didn't go with my son or my wife this time. It was strictly a business trip, but I can't wait for your family, for our family to go and visit up there. It's just an amazing, amazing area, and I can't wait to start hosting our guests November 1st. That's our due date. We got to get everything ready, and we have everything aligned, but it's super cool, and I can't wait to share it.
I'm excited, man. Now I've never been up to Charleston. Now I've got the reason to go up there to go check it out.
There you go.
I've got our home and multiple other homes up there in different neighborhoods. So I love seeing it continue to grow there.
I can't wait for you to go up there, man. You're going to love it. There's a charm to it. There's a charm, a Charleston charm, as they say it over there. But I can't wait for it.
I like it. I think we found a good pocket in Charleston, right? That neighborhood seems to be good. People continue to go there. It's been nice, even in the slower season. You know, we've seen the revenue keep going. So look, it just got named again, top city in the United States to visit. So
that's incredible. It's funny. It's obviously through the closing, you chat with a lot of people. They give their feedback, their opinion. Everybody was like, yeah, it's a great investment. I think it's in a great area. We love it. And it's funny, the people who actually live there love people going to visit, but don't necessarily love people going over there to live. So they want their traffic down. They want, you know, their restaurants and their bars still, you know, have that local feel. To it. So it was funny. It was interesting getting the perspective of residents there, right?
Now I'm excited to see what we could share with the audience as we get going and have our own place that we have under our management, but also it's our first kind of vertical where we have the property, we manage the property, and so we can continue on and market the property. So it's going to be fun to see when we have control of everything and we can now talk from that stance of, hey, we do it too. It's not just management. We're some of those owners that we work with. You don't have any insight. You don't know what it is to be an owner of the property.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Skin in the game is what they call it.
Right. Have skin in the game. But talk about, you were up there during an interesting time, right? There was bad weather. It's just like, you know, I'm terrified of hurricanes because I went through Hurricane Andrew here in Miami and I was in the home when everything collapsed around us.
You shared some stories.
I get seeing those images. I feel and know what those people are going through. And it's like the worst. And I was a kid. I can't imagine being an adult with kids. So I give my parents all the props for getting us out of there.
Right.
But this one is more scary. Like all the water just like wiping things out. It's one thing with wind and rain, but with water just kind of sucking your homes out. You know, we have some properties in that area. Luckily, it's okay. And we have some emergency responders staying in that home, which is great. Right. What did you see? What were you hearing? Because I know you were up in that area right as it's going on.
Yeah, and it was like we mentioned earlier on the show, I was up there last week, Saturday. So one of my best friends, his name is Bruno, that's the person who's helping us as well with our current property. He owns a home in North Carolina. And as I was with him, you know, news was coming out of everything that was going on in North Carolina. And he kept getting calls from, you know, friends and people who have homes in North Carolina or either, you know, live in North Carolina. We manage the property there, like that we mentioned. So we have a handyman, we have a housekeeper. So immediately we wanted to make sure everybody was okay. And it was just crazy to see how, you know, like a whole community kind of just came together, everybody checking in on themselves. Immediately there was friends already communicating like, hey, you know, how can we help up there, and already setting up a group to go up there to help. And it's crazy to see, right? Like how a community kind of just comes together, especially at a tough time like that. And the images are just horrible. You know, I was sharing with my wife because we've been to North Carolina. We love, you know, Chimney Rock. We love going up to Tennessee to do whitewater rafting. And it was a story that me and my wife were remembering that when we went to whitewater rafting in Tennessee, you know, the guide half jokingly said, you know, this river, when there's a lot of rain, it kind of goes up, but it's never reached the top, you know, over this river, over the rocks, over the mountains. And you could see all the houses, all the businesses, you know, kind of right around. And she kind of half jokingly said, you know, the day that those rivers overflow over, you know, everything is really gone. So it was chilling. And we remembered that conversation. And, you know, now we're seeing pictures of, you know, great, great areas that we love to travel and see every year. And it's not gone anymore. It's not there anymore. It's gone. Another restaurant that was a gentleman that he was there for 20, 30 years and had his businesses. He had, you know, all his pictures up on the wall of everybody that's gone there. And, you know, it's his family owned business and it's not there anymore. So it's just crazy, right? We talk about it daily as just cherishing what you have and being so grateful and now in time of needs, you know, try to help people who need it the most.
Oh, that's crazy. It's, you know, a lot of people think, like even me, whenever a hurricane comes to Miami, I pack up my family and I escape, right? And where do I go? I go up to like Georgia or North Carolina. And like you think, all right, I'm going to head to the mountains and it's going to be safe up there. And it's just blew everybody's mind of what's going on. Like, how could this happen in those towns? So it just shows you, you know, these homes, you know, I hate to say like business wise, but it's a big investment for people. And now a lot of these people's livelihoods are gone. The hotels are gone. The restaurants are gone. And so I really hope that they can get back up on their feet, and we'll help any way we can. If anyone, you know, for our two listeners out there, if you know somebody, let us know. We'll do whatever we can as well.
Yeah. There's links going around and like, you know, groups going around that, that are asking for, you know, donation, things like that. So also be smart about that, because I know, you know, there's a lot of people here, you know, bad actors, right? So just make sure if, you know, it's a trusted group or a trusted association, and help the best you can. And but yeah, like you said, man, sad to see. And who would have known?
Yeah, even on the West Coast of Florida, of our own state, right? You see it's happened back-to-back years. And even our homes filled up with people that were coming over just for places to stay.
Exactly.
And the hotels too. All of a sudden, all the hotels spiked up and rate. And it's sad that it happened that way, but it's just people are coming over here just because their homes are gone, their water's gone, everything's gone. Like I watched a video of a motel that's been there since the 60s on the beach, wiped out, it's gone. Okay. And so it's going to be interesting for our owners with insurance rates and all this stuff starting to go up. We have to keep an eye on that for everybody. So
Be watching. We shall see. Yeah. And any listener, you know, that is hearing this, I think it's always a good conversation to have with your team every year, right? Of hurricane preparations. And I wonder what other management companies and other hosts do to prepare for hurricanes, and, you know, what their processes are like and what they, you know, they kind of go about when they prepare for a natural disaster like this. So it's interesting to see, and hopefully anybody, the two listeners that we have can share some information.
There's not much you can do. Like we see it, right? And we joke for our two listeners out there. We know it's four of you, but it's tough because like I live in a condo building and they prep you, but they can only prep you so much. There's not much else they can do. They can secure the building, but in the end, you got to just put your prayers out there and see what happens. But Airbnb is helping. And so this is what I always like seeing, is the places stepping up. So Airbnb is providing free temporary housing for people affected by the hurricane. So that is their nonprofit organization, and they team up with the states that are there. And I think they cover some of the costs there as well. And you can also offer your home for free if you want to help. And so, you know, the hosts are offering homes for free or at a discount. And it's, you call 211 in Florida and North Carolina to see if there's anything you can do. So if you're in need and you hear this, you can call 211. see if you can get some temporary housing while you figure out what's going on. Because I know that helped us when I was a kid and during the hurricane. We had some housing with a friend in a different city, which helped us get our back up on our feet. So I love seeing Airbnb doing that for their communities.
Yeah, yeah, we got it again. Also, I forget now when we had the really bad one in Fort Myers. I think it was last year, right?
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Last year, right. And they were sending out emails to our properties that we currently manage here in South Florida, you know, trying to find out also if we can house. So try to help the best you can.
Yep.
And I'm glad Airbnb has that initiative.
Yep. So Airbnb, thank you for doing that. Proud to be partnered with you with all of our homes. And, you know, again, sorry to everyone that's going through that, because I know how hard it is, but hopefully get back up on your feet. But let's transition to something a little bit different. You know, we guess that's a heavy topic, and let's transition to a little bit something different here about vacation rentals. The VRMA conference, so the Vacation Rental Management Association conference, which is their biggest conference, had a rough year last year, and they continue this year. And registrations for this event are down 33%. Wow. The drop in attendance goes from 2,300 people attending last year in Orlando to 1,543 so far attending in Phoenix. So a little bit tough for that association, but man, it's expensive. We looked at some tickets. I was curious about you. I have my own topics on conferences, but when you started seeing this, what makes you think people aren't going to this?
Yeah, you know, it's like it's curious, right? It makes you think of, like, you know, what of any of that has to do with the economy, specifically with short-term rental, you know, and if there's any correlation with that. Or secondly, the conference itself, you know, we've never been, so I've never seen how, you know, it's put together and what, you know, what they offer. We've been to obviously a lot of conferences down here. I think I'm a kind of a newbie to conferences now, the last 2 years that I've been to a couple. But, you know, we went to this one just recently from Favor in Orlando, where it looked like there was, you know, a lot more, you know, vendors, there was a lot more interactive things going on. So, you know, that's kind of what I like to see. And, you know, that community kind of coming together. So I'm not sure, you know, why those 33%, maybe they should put like a questionnaire, right? Like, hey, you attended last year, you know, what kind of, you know, made you switch and not wanting to come back. So it's interesting to see. What do you think about it?
So this is my thought on conferences. They're very expensive. So let's just say we wanted to go. I think a ticket is $1,000 a person just to get into the place. You got to travel there. So flights are at the most expensive they've ever been. And same with hotels. So all of a sudden, for one person to go, you're spending, I don't know, let's call it $2,000 if you go at just cheap hotel and whatever flight you can find.
Right.
And if you want to take more than one person, all of a sudden your company's, let's say it's three people, now you're at $6,000 to go to a conference. What is the value you're going to get from it? Can you make a return on that $6,000? Exactly. And I think now there's so many places to get information, whether it is just like the old school YouTube. Like, look, you know, I'm laughing. I type in TikTok all the time to see videos and things to learn. And now with all this AI tools, ChatGPT, like, you can figure things out pretty well. So yeah,
makes sense.
I mean, what am I looking for in a conference? And that's what I was thinking is I would like to have, it's got to be fun. Right. So if you're going to spend, you got to make sure it's fun, entertaining, that it's
absolutely
got some action going on. And then the speakers on stage, I don't want to just hear from, you know, vendors that are trying to sell me something. And I think you see some of that. And I know that this year they've got different mix of speakers.
Right.
But I went to this local conference for CEOs. It was like a little get together of 50 leaders. And man, I left there feeling so pumped up. I'm still talking about it to myself. Of like, wow, I learned a lot from that 3 hours that I was there.
Of course.
And I think that conferences like this that are over 3 days, cut the fat and make it an awesome 24 hours, right? And make it very good for maybe 2 day, but full packed versus 4 days. I think that's where the value comes out of that.
I love that. Those are some great, great points. And I totally agree with you. These conferences, you know, this one specifically, the one that we went to just recently in Orlando, it, like you mentioned, it was an expensive conference for us. It was great. We got a lot of value. We got, you know, we connected with a lot of vendors that we currently use and connected with new vendors and got the feel of, you know, current market and how everything is going here in Florida. but like you mentioned, like it's an expensive trip, and specifically in the slowest month of our year. You know, I get it why, you know, it's done that time, because obviously there's more availability from, you know, the vacation rental group, but it is also in our slowest season where we're, you know, counting every single every single fund. So I think those are great points. Should we maybe put an event together?
I'm happy. Listen, we're going to be learning some things. We've watched a couple of them. We're going to talk about another event we're going to be at here shortly, which I think we'll learn some things there too. I've been dabbling with that idea, right? Because we've had some successful networking events where like 150 people, but that's 2 hours, 3 hours of getting people together. But I think it could turn into something a little bit bigger, of more value. So yeah, I just think that that's what it is. Really, it's what is my value going to be? What can I do with that $6,000 of taking three people? Can I get LinkedIn ads? Can I pay for a different course? Like we implemented EOS. Like that was something I saw someone commented on. This was another guy who I'm actually becoming friendly with, put an EOS into his company. So he said, I took that money I would have spent this year and I invested in my company. Right. And so I think that that's what conferences have to deal with. If I'm investing, what am I going to leave there with? Am I going to get more than just one small piece of knowledge that I can bring back with me?
I love it. Yeah. So important, right? Super important. You mentioned that they're the, you know, what are the funds for your company to improve your company? And, you know, does it make sense or does it bring value in going to one of these conferences instead of, you know, maybe reinvesting it in your own company? I think conferences are an investment, especially if, you know, they're good ones and you can get a lot of it, but it's totally right. You know, you got to be smart with, you know, how you're spending those dollars. But I'm excited, man. And we got a lot of cool things going, for us here. So yep. I know we have a little segment here. We're going to chat about that.
Yeah, we'll talk. There is one conference that I was looking at that was over this weekend too, was the Glamping Association, event. And I was following along on Instagram. Like, wow, this is really cool. Cause you know, like we've been looking at this glamping project we've been doing. Again, another update coming next week, hopefully. But that's where I learned about, you know, the Conestoga wagon. So for listeners, if you're first time listening, we're working really hard to get a glamping project off on farmland here in Miami-Dade County. A lot of hoops we've been jumping for through a year. I just followed up with the farmer to make sure she's still on board. She's still on board. So it's good news. That was yesterday. I was like, let me just check in.
I'm getting live updates.
Giving live updates. So we're still pushing along. But I saw so many new cool things out there. So like Conestoga wagons, like the old settler wagons, but it looks like a Four Seasons inside. Then I saw like these cool new domes. I wasn't a big dome fan. So I'm like following along. So that one, maybe we'll go to Colorado next year and go check out what's going on up there. That would be kind of fun to see.
So cool, right? An industry that's kind of evolving and growing and getting really creative on how they're doing stuff. And we have, you know, friends in the industry right now, and we see all that they have going on, and it's pretty innovative, right? You know, getting a piece of land and turning it into something that everybody can enjoy. So I see the innovation.
And so for me, looking at that one, it's the only place where you can actually like sit in your, say with air quotes, your hotel room. Like you can go sit and feel like, what does it look like in here? How does it feel in this tent? Super and you get cool. to try them all out in the same area. Like, do I want modern? Do I want ultra rustic? Like, which one do I want to do? There was these ones that had treehouse ones that just like clip on the trees, right? So that's the kind of thing where I'm like, that's cool. Like I'm excited talking about it. So I feel like I missed out. This VRMA, I'm like, what am I? I'm going to learn another. I love all our tech vendors. Okay. So don't take this the wrong way. I'm going to learn about another AI thing that's, you know, clip into my PMS, right?
I agree. Yeah, that's a cool one. I mean, you just briefed me on that right now, of being able to check out different campsites or different glamp sites. That'll be cool.
Yeah, like you just walk in. You're like, all right, I like this one. Like you could feel it. Like it's already set up.
Super cool. So that's like inside a conference? Like
no, they have like a conference center. Let's see if we're talking here. We're going to do it live, just like Joe Rogan does.
Get Jamie on the Google search. Very cool.
But it was cool. Right. Yeah, it's at a conference center. And you go, the Glamping Show Americas, that's what it is. And they set up all of the tents on the outside. Cool. And it's just super cool. So let's see if we can do this here. I'm going to show you. No, you know, you come along with us as we're doing this live, people. So here's the Glamping Show. They talk about glamping. And then it's got this video here. That all the different style tents.
amazing. It's and the technical so you walk information in, you about see everything. The business side, it's like it's
pretty cool
from a fire.
Very cool. And where is it? What's the location?
In Colorado. So we get to go check it out. But they got all different things going on here. And you get like walk into all of them, check them out, how they're built, talk to the vendors that sell them.
So okay.
That might be next year's.
Interesting. There's a couple of tents in there that look like a Burning Man.
Yeah, if I can close this thing. Look at all these domes. Here are the wagon areas. So looks cool to me. I like to go check it out.
I like that. That'll be a cool conference. See, something different.
Something different. Something unique.
Exactly.
For listeners, and if you're just listening to us, it's basically a big piece of land with a conference center in the middle, surrounded by all different kind of glamping tents, wagons, structures. Very cool.
Amazing. Yeah. Can't wait to get this project on. I know you've been working really, really hard for
keeping
this.
The dream alive.
And we're going to keep the dream alive. You know, I think I've told you in that area specifically where we're looking into placing the glamping, we're seeing like restaurants starting to pop up. There's a lot more families going into that area. So there's definitely an opportunity there. It's just now if the city allows it.
Yeah, it's all the land use. And I think I figured out with those wagons I showed you, worst case, because nothing goes in the ground. That was the farmland that they want to have. So
I know you were showing me, we were zooming in on pictures. There was like the gas was built in already.
Gas, bathroom.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting on how to, you know, come in and remove the waste. So it looked like they thought of it all. There was a little mini split, also AC on there. I would stay there. That's pretty cool.
Me too. I like that actually better. Right? Like, mm-hmm. I think it's more fun, those kind of Stoga wagon style. But anyhow, I love the dreaming here online. So let's see. And we'll continue pushing through here. And we're going to get that project done one way or another. I would just hope it's by the time my kids are still kids. On there. All right. So we have another conference. We talked about conferences. We have a couple things coming up. We are going to be, I'm very excited about this. So we made a barter agreement here, and we bartered with this big conference that comes here to Miami. It's their second year. It's called WTE Miami, and that is the World Travel Expo. And they're expecting 5,000 people to attend, and it's all about promoting tourism and travel. And it's based here in Miami, but there's countries from all over the world that are coming to represent to get people to go to their countries. There's airlines, there's cruise ships, there's hotels. And guess who else will be there? Tangi Management will be there. So talk to them about what we got. We got our first big setup. What do you think? What are you excited about? Yeah.
That's, I think we got to label the show the conference show where we talk about conferences, but yeah. It's really exciting. And we're now in the feet of, or in the shoes of the vendors, right? Cause we got our own booth, we're setting it up. So kudos to your vendors that go to all of these conferences that have to set up, and, you know, think of unique ideas to make their stand and their area pop up. We're going through that, and we're doing that. And, right now as we speak, so it's not easy. So kudos to you and there's a lot of items that you need to take also to get it set up. But I'm excited. You know, we got our banner. We got a little putt-putt. I'm not going to say too much, but save some for the imagination that everybody can go over there. But
play golf with us at the conference, you know.
Play some golf with us at the conference. It's going to be cool, and I'm excited. And I can't wait to meet new people. We got all of our information and how we're going to set up and what we're going to do. Maybe we do a little podcast there. I don't know.
I get power. We're going to set it up. We got to look if we're going to pay for power. They messaged me today.
There you go. But we got a lot of ideas, a lot of opportunities. So if you're thinking of going, definitely come by and check it out and chat with us, hang out with us. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Have you ever done one of these, Steve? I've asked you.
Yeah, I've been on the vendor side for sure.
You've been on the vendor side?
If it's a good conference,
okay,
it's fun. If it's slow, it is the most boring thing ever. You just sit there at your booth because you have to be there. At your booth.
We'll bring our laptops and prepare for the worst case. Hopefully we don't have to bring it up.
Yeah. So we might have to get some power to connect our laptops and computers and all that fun stuff. So I'll see what that is. Or maybe we have our own private electric generator, battery powers that we bring in to get around the rules here. But yeah, the conference will be fun. A lot of people will be there. I'm excited about it because you're going to be in the audience too. And I get to do the Hospitality Mentor, which is a podcast and brand that I have. With that I do, and now gets to do awards. So I'll be giving out awards for 12 categories for hotels. So, you know, Victor and I both do vacation rentals and hotels. So we'll be on stage announcing that on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Hopefully everything works that I'm putting together. And that
what are some of the categories?
I can tell you the categories. So we've got best architecture, best lobby, best pool cabana, best lobby bar, best coffee shop, best family hotel, best rooftop experience, and I'm missing two. But we got two more after that.
So already, in my head, I could already see a couple of hotels that for sure are gonna win those. We have a lot of cool hotels down here in Miami, and your 50 hotels that you visited, there are a lot of cool ones. So I'm excited.
Yeah, so it's only people who qualified if I visited. So don't get upset, people. I already got some messages because I put out the nominees. Like, how did you not nominate us? I was like, I didn't visit you. I'm sorry. Like, don't be upset, man. It's not that serious. Okay, yeah, we're gonna print out some certificates and hand them out. They look fancy. So it'll be fun. We'll have some fun with it.
It's gonna be exciting, man. You're getting your award show commentator polishing up. Are you feel confident? You feel good?
Welcome to the Hospitality Mentor Awards. I'll get them together. I think I'll be okay. I'm imagining it's like me and like four people watching on the stage, so it'll be just fine.
I think there's going to be more than that. I think WTE is doing a good job. They put out an article, kind of what they're doing. I'm sure they'll promote it. They want to definitely see a lot of people, you know, getting excited about this. So I'm excited about it. Just hearing you talk about it. So
it's going to be fun. We're going to have fun there. So we'll see. Again, we'll see the value of the conference. Right, we were able to negotiate a good rate for us, but again, very expensive for people to be there. Like, I found out there's some booths that are paying 120 grand just for their booth to be there. So I'm curious to see what that looks like. Right, some of the countries that want people to visit their country are setting up some mega things there. So
it's going to be a structure. Fun. Yeah, I don't mm-hmm. see how $120,000 of value is just going to be something incredible.
We'll see. We'll tour. We'll learn. We'll see what we can do. So that is our conference of what we've got going on. We have a lot happening. Just a lot. You bought the first home. We've got Tangy taking it over in South Carolina. We really hope the people in North Carolina and Georgia and those mountain areas are just going to be able to recover soon. Anything we can do, remember to call 211 in those areas to talk to Airbnb. And then conference-wise, if you're going to be down here in Miami, I suggest you register for WTE Miami. Come see us over at the Tangy booth. We'll love to hang out with you. And yeah, that's all I got. Anything else you want to leave with our listeners?
No, I think it's great. We shared, it was a brief one today, but we shared a lot and we covered a lot. Like you mentioned, you know, everything for North Carolina, if you can help, would be amazing. And hopefully we get to see everybody on the conferences. We got a lot of exciting, I'm sure. Next week, we'll have a couple of more updates on exciting stuff and projects that we got going on with Tangy. And that's it. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah. And so again, if you have not subscribed, make sure to subscribe, whether it's on YouTube or your favorite streaming platform. If you found any value in this one, please make sure to send it to a friend that may use it as well. And of course, we will see you next week. See you later, everybody.